Meaningful to behold, the condensed meaning. Conscientiousness. How to practice the six perfections has four parts. 1. Meditating on conscientiousness so that the bodhicitta practice and precepts do not degenerate. 2. How to train in moral discipline by practicing mindfulness and alertness. 3. Explanation of the four remaining perfections: patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom. 4. Dedication and the practice of giving for the benefit of all beings. Meditating on conscientiousness so that the bodhicitta practice and precepts do not degenerate has three parts. 1. An introduction to conscientiousness. 2. An extensive explanation of conscientiousness. 3. Summary. An extensive explanation of conscientiousness has two parts. 1. Meditating on conscientiousness with respect to bodhicitta. 2. Meditating on conscientiousness with respect to the precepts. Meditating on conscientiousness with respect to bodhicitta has two parts. 1. The reasons why it is unwise to abandon bodhicitta. 2. The faults of abandoning bodhicitta. The faults of abandoning bodhicitta has three parts. 1. We are led to the three lower realms. 2. The benefits to others will decrease. 3. We are far removed from the bodhisattva grounds. Meditating on conscientiousness with respect to the precepts has three parts. 1. Conscientiousness in abandoning non-virtue. 2. Conscientiousness in meditating on virtue. 3. Conscientiousness in abandoning delusions. Conscientiousness in meditating on virtue has six parts. 1. Striving to abandon the infinite evils collected in previous lives. 2. Merely experiencing the sufferings of lower realms will not lead to release. 3. Not applying effort to the practice of virtue, now that we have attained a precious human life, is self-deception. 4. If we do not practice virtue now, we will experience suffering in this life. 5. If we do not practice virtue now, we will experience the sufferings of lower realms in future lives. 6. Following from the above, it is appropriate to strive to abandon non-virtue and practice virtue. Conscientiousness in abandoning delusions has three parts. 1. Contemplating the faults of delusions. 2. The inappropriateness of grieving over the hardships to be endured while abandoning delusions. 3. Contemplating the joy of being able to abandon delusions. Contemplating the faults of delusions has six parts. 1. Delusions give us no choice. 2. Delusions bring infinite sufferings. 3. Delusions harm us for a long time. 4. Following delusions as if they were friends is unwise. 5. Being patient with delusions is unwise. 6. Developing encouragement to dispel delusions. Contemplating the joy of being able to abandon delusions has three parts. 1. Unlike ordinary enemies, delusions cannot return once they have been eradicated. 2. As the cause of delusions is wrong views, with diligence they can be abandoned. 3. For these reasons, it is suitable to abandon delusions.